It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, are you guys ready for summer vacation, for that perfect family getaway? Sort of creating those multi-generational memories, you know, where you take the whole family, everybody gets to go, or maybe it's girlfriend getaways. I love those. I'm like a big fan of girlfriend getaways. But guys, too, we're not leaving you out because I know the guys like to get together and travel, too. Or maybe history buffs. Are you guys looking for somewhere to go? Are all of those folks out there who are lovers of the great outdoors? I have a destination for you today that covers all of that, covers everything I just mentioned, and it is the Brunswick Islands of North Carolina. Now, you know, North Carolina is known for its fabulous beaches, and this area of North Carolina is great for being like the playground of 11 different cities, beaches, and islands. So you know you can't go wrong. There's Ballhead Island, there's Caswell Beach, Leland, Ocean Isles Beach, Southport, Calabash, Oak Island, Charlotte, Sunset Beach, the mainland, and Holden Beach, which is where I stayed in a beautiful vacation rental home that was fantastic, and it was called The Perfect Landing, which is exactly what it was. It was a perfect landing for my stay when I was in Brunswick Islands. So I want to share with you some of the things that I had a chance to do while I was there. So with all of these many great town cities and beaches so close by, because you can do everything right in that area, you are guaranteed to have a lot of vacation fun all along your vacation. But now for today's show, I want to share with you several of the fascinating and adventurous things that I did, but also some of the conversations that I had while I was there. For instance, I'm going to start off with a conversation that I had about an old wooden bridge that was a swing bridge, and it was all about connecting Sunset Island with the mainland. So I want to follow up that conversation with a lighthouse, because there's a lighthouse in that area too that is very, very unique. So I want you to listen to the whole part of that, because you're going to be so fascinated by that. I think it's probably the only lighthouse that I know of that has all of the descriptions that will be part of that story. Now, for those of you who are lovers of the great outdoors, I'm not leaving you out with this whole show, because I know you like to have a little bit of adventure on your vacation, as we all do. So I'm going to include some of the things I did as sort of an adventurous part, too. I went kayaking, and kayaking along the waterways there was really a lot of fun. So I'll share with you how you can go and do that as well. And then there's a place that you can go. You can see alligators. You can also do some zip lining and have some really great fun with the family. Talk about creating memories. Now, a place like that, you're going to create a lot of memories. So definitely put this down on your list of places to go for this summer. Now, I know a lot of you may already be planning your vacations. You may be looking for a quick getaway, and this is a good place for that as well. So if you don't have a whole week to stay, some of these things you can see that you'll be able to do quickly, combine them, and maybe combine a couple of things while you're in the Brunswick Islands area. Now, I want to start off the whole part about the conversations that I had sharing with you, because there's so much history involved in these. I want to start it off with my conversation that I had about the old bridge. And I talked with Ann Beckelman. She is the president of the Old Bridge Historic Preservation Society in Sunset Beach. And this iconic swing bridge, as I mentioned, linked the island to the mainland. So let's take a listen to my conversation with Ann.
In 1955, a man called Manon Gore bought the island of Sunset Beach. And he had been a farmer, but he wanted to develop the island. And so he knew that he had to find a way for people to get across the intracoastal waterway to the island. And he designed and built a bridge. He was a farmer who had not very much formal education. He had been in the Coast Guard during World War II. And his children have told us that he was sort of a natural, intuitive engineer, not one with a degree, but somebody who knew how to make things, as many farmers do. Mm-hmm. So he built a bridge that went across the waterway and then connected the island and the mainland. And once he did that, he was able to sell lots on the island, and people could build houses. and lucky people like me get to live there. So it was really quite an amazing feat that he pulled off. He used a World War II surplus barge. He had a dredge that he built right over in our beautiful park, which is just down the street from us. Mm-hmm. And he dredged a causeway, so like a road mm-hmm. that came off the bridge. It was just an amazing thing that he did. That bridge stayed in the water, and he would open and close it for people who wanted to go on the island. The rest of the time, the bridge was open to boat traffic on the waterway. And people said that when they wanted to go across, they would either honk their horn, or if it was at nighttime, they would flash their lights. And his house was right down by the bridge, just on the edge of the waterway. So he would come out sometimes reportedly in his bathrobe and open the bridge for people to be able to go onto the island. So it was a great story. And it was a small population of people at that time. Mm-hmm. Now there's many more people who live here. So a few years later in 1961, the state of North Carolina decided there were more people going over the bridge and they should take it over. So they built their own bridge, and of course they used the same design that Mann and Gore had developed. Mm-hmm. And that bridge and various alterations to it went on until 2010, when the state built a large high-rise bridge that now connects the island and the mainland.
Well, I didn't ask you this. How many members are there in the Old Bridge Preservation Society?
Well, we have a lot of supporters. Mm-hmm. We don't have membership specifically. Mm-hmm. If you come and you like us, you're part of us.
Okay.
And we do have fundraising, and people make donations mm-hmm. to us. And so that keeps us going and enables us to continue to gather more of the history mm-hmm. and preserve it here.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time. But let's give them the website and the telephone number one more time. Make sure they got it.
Okay, great. You can reach us at 910-363-6585. You can find us on the web at oldbridgepreservationsociety.org. And if you can't remember all that, just Google Old Bridge and Sunset Beach and you'll find us.
Well, very good, very good. And they must come and take a look, because it is really fascinating to see it and just imagine all the activity that would have taken place on the Old Bridge. So thank you so much, Ann.
Thank you, Anita.
Now, I know you're fascinated with that, but that's not all of her interview. I mean, my talk with her was so fascinating that I had to expand it over into two segments. So when we come back in segment two, I'm going to continue my conversation with Ann Buckelman about the Old Bridge. She's going to tell some interesting stories as well, too, because if you're like me, you love a good travel story. And then later in the show, as I mentioned, we're going to talk about the lighthouse that is near Oak Island. It's called the Oak Island Lighthouse. And you'll get a chance to hear my conversation there with Bob Ellers. And later in the show, then I'm going to share some of the fun, adventurous things that you can do. Kayaking is a great thing. Lots of fun to kayak there. Also, you can do this adventurous kind of trekking around what's called the swamp land. So you can do that as well. It's a swamp park in Ocean Isles, North Carolina. You get a chance to see the alligators and zip lining too. How fun would that be to zip over the alligators? Actually, that's probably what you want to do, right? Is zip over them. I don't know if you want to have some one-on-one contact with the alligator, but I'll share that with you as well. Now, this segment has been brought to you by the Allianz Travel Insurance Company, which is the best place to go for travel insurance, because it creates this whole stress-free feeling for you, so you don't have to worry about all of the things about your vacation, about canceling things, am I going to get sick, and how will I cover all of those things? Allianz Travel Insurance can handle all of that for you. They're kind of like your travel buddy. They're right there beside you. You don't see them, but they're there. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com and make your vacation stress-free. Now, we'll be back in a few moments here, and I will continue with my interview with Ann talking about the old swing bridge, because I tell you guys, when this conversation first starts in the next segment, you're also going to hear the sound of the siren that they would ring as the bridge would go into action with it swinging and moving back and forth to allow the traffic to come across. So listen carefully so you'll hear that as well. It was really exciting to hear that. I got a chance to actually ring that siren. So that was a lot of fun. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a moment.
Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Guess I'm gone.